Brian, that's so true, and it is a surprise to a lot of people, and it's saddened for us as well. Mark and I have put our heart and soul into it, and it's a beautiful property, and it was a beautiful chapter of our lives, and obviously my brother, Wayne Craft, or Crafty to the World, was our landlord, and he was the owner-operator for 27 years prior to us. It's no reflection of the town. It's no reflection of anything but the fact that we chose to not renew our lease.
All right, so can you tell me any more about what's been going on and why that's the case? So you had a lease for a little while to go?
Oh, yes, we had a great lease set up. We had a lease set up for 3 plus 3 plus 3 years. And last year we got together with Crafty and we all had a little chat and worked out a strategy moving forward. And the plan was that we would sell the building and the business. That was the plan, and hoping to sell them together. Fortunately for Crafty, he snagged a sale late last year, and there's a new landlord in the mix. And we had the opportunity to sell our business, and we had a couple interested parties. And in most recent weeks, we had another expression of interest, which was a firm expression of interest. It was all about timing, and unfortunately, we weren't able to close the sale in a timely manner. So here we are today in February, and post the closure of our business, which was the 16th of February.
All right. So basically what you're saying is there was a deal in the works, but it just didn't come to be within the time frame. So
that's right.
It wasn't
that's
able
right.
to be sort of sealed in the right manner, and thus you've had to make this decision over the weekend.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We made our final decision on the weekend. It was a hard decision. It was very sad, and we had to keep it quiet from our regular clients and customers and our suppliers and our staff, of course. You know, we were very professional with them, and they were very appreciative and supportive, and disappointed, of course.
Because there will be people listening, Jenny, who I'm sure were thinking, oh, this is just another sign that Alice Springs businesses are suffering and tourist numbers are down and things are low. But that is not necessarily the case in this situation?
Oh, look, that was definitely not a decision in our world to make. The Alice Springs region is a regional town, and it's a great town, and we love being back here in Alice Springs. We lived here for 21 years, took off for 14 and came back, and we're here to stay for a little bit longer. It's an interesting scenario. Hospitality is a tough industry, but we rely on tourism and we rely on locals, and we have some great repeat business and referrals happening to our business when it was open, of course. And we've got conversations with our wholesale divisions, and they're very disappointed because we had firm bookings right up to November this year. It's a seasonal industry, tourism, and our high season was very good last year, and that's a compliment to the NT government for doing what they're doing best, and that's promoting festivals and events. And I believe that proceeding to do that and increase that, which is great for the town. And our low season is difficult because our internationals have been encouraged to visit places like New Zealand. So someone in their clever strategy many, many, many years ago promoted New Zealand. So that's put a bit of challenge into our investment in our business and our time. However, the weather wasn't good this year either, so people weren't wanting to dine out and have, you know, lovely dinners and drinks, so they were eating smaller meals and having water instead. So that was a bit challenging for us this year.
So what you're saying is, I guess business goes up and down, but when it's good, it's very good. You know, you've had a couple of good seasons, and you said you've got bookings really lined up until the end of the year. So
absolutely,
this isn't a decision based on a lack of interest in folks going to the Overland Steakhouse. This is more a personal decision for you.
Correct, absolutely. And we have some regulars that are coming back, and we've had some locals that have come in recently and said, oh, why did we wait so long to come in here for dinner? So that was a compliment to us.
The presence of the Overland Steakhouse, I think, 1971, the business has been operating, so it's been in town for many decades. This will be a real loss for town to not have it there anymore.
Oh, it's such a gorgeous, iconic restaurant. And I used to say to our customers, you come in here and it's like the safe house. It's so beautiful. You walk in and you feel very comfortable in yesteryear. And it will be missed, absolutely, as it is at the current position it's in and the scenario that it is, what all of that yesteryear has been put in with the memorabilia and so forth. So it's just beautiful.
I know when Crafty sold the business or handed it over to you and Mark, there was a bit of a sort of farewell to Crafty dinner and celebration at the Overlander Steakhouse. Did you consider doing something like that, I guess giving folks in Alice the opportunity to say goodbye before closing it?
It's not our style. We're very private people, and Crafty's long lunch it was. It was remarkable, and we could never ever match that or even top that. So that was a one-off, and we chose just to have that as that significant event for the Overland Steakhouse.
I'm sure this is sort of a private business decision, but do you know if the new person who's bought the land has plans, I guess, to open the restaurant again or to have a restaurant in that spot?
Well, it's a very good question, and it's none of our business, and we can't answer that question. So it's reality, it's progress, and just watch this space, what will happen at the Overlander Steakhouse property.
What about all the amazing stuff that's in there, all the furniture and sort of all that memorabilia as well?
Yes, it's all up for sale. So if anybody wants to knock on the door, they can approach us and we can connect them with Crafty or with myself and my husband Mark and watch his space, because there's some beautiful and valuable and practical items up for sale.
And what comes next for you? I imagine you just need to have a bit of a break. Hospitality is a grueling industry to be part of. Of course, it's lots of fun as well. But do you get to have a little bit of a break now you've decided to make this decision?
Oh, that's a lovely question. No, we're very busy working behind the scenes, and I've actually got a new position that I'm starting early March, so I'm very fortunate. And Mark will be seeking employment sooner than later.
And can I just ask you, do you think there could have been anything done to keep the doors open, to save it from closing this time around?
Oh, snagging a sale would have been great, absolutely perfect in a timing matter. It was our choice. Mark and I chose that we wanted to not renew our lease. So everyone needs to understand that it was our personal choice not to continue on with our lease, which we had a lease for another 6 years, but it was our choice.
All right, and then so you decided to sell it, but it was just that issue of timing with the interested party and the new owner.
Absolutely.
And all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. We planned to sell our business back in July last year. We had it actively advertised and verbally, as well as on certain websites, obviously Gumtree, which was a soft approach in the beginning. But we registered it we put a contract in place with a local real estate agent, which were fabulous. And we had strong advertising on the radio from one of your competitors, which was fantastic. So then the message was out there that it was up for sale. And people, this was not a surprise for people, I'm sure. But yes, they're disappointed, as we are too, because it's such a beautiful, iconic restaurant. And we think we enhanced the food and service and allowed people to enjoy the food, service and ambience of the Overland Steakhouse.
And just finally, Jenny, how do you hope it's remembered? You know, this has been a very historic restaurant or iconic restaurant in Alice Springs history. So how will it go down in the history books?
Oh, as a must-do. And a great place to be in the past. We often have people that come in and say, oh, we remember. We remember sitting on top of those saddles on those rafters having a good time. We remember singing home amongst the gum trees and blah, blah, blah. So there is fondest memories.